One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I liked that role reversal at the end there.
Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. It's about food and only food. I'm David Streepy.
I'm Becky Streepy. This week on the show, Dave is going to tell us about lunch at Spicy Moon in New York, and we'll talk about just egg, chopped egg, chili crisp. We'll also try Sprouts vegan gummy worms, just in time for Valentine's Day.
Well, we did talk about that I was going to talk about Spicy Moon, huh?
Yeah, that was okay. You said.
Okay, all right.
You said.
I'm ready.
In our production
I'm
meeting.
Okay. You can't just walk in and be like, it's production meeting time and be like, and that's the production meeting.
I can't.
I'm just saying it. I'm not going. It's hard for me to recognize that drop in as a production meeting. You just came in while I was working during the people day, you came in and sat down on the couch while I was doing people work for my job, the money job, my not this job, which is not the money job.
Right.
It was more of a chore than the job.
Correct.
Some days.
Today is one of those
days. That, yeah. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt.
Is today, God damn it. Today's one of those days I'm gathering.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm doing my people job, sitting there, working.
Yeah.
You come in, sit down and say, this is a production meeting. And my point is, it takes a little bit more than that to be a production meeting. Like a date and time, advance notice. These are two things. Agenda.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A big third thing. You might think the script is an agenda.
It is the agenda.
Okay. But if we're going to have a production meeting.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about everything. Well, you just wanted to fill out the script.
I should say, I came into your office and you were sitting on the couch watching Unsolved Mysteries and playing a video game.
Was not watching Unsolved Mysteries. I haven't watched Unsolved Mysteries in weeks.
Oh, what were you watching?
I was not watching anything.
You're watching something on your iPad.
No.
Yes.
Couldn't be me.
No, not you.
Maybe Deep Space Nine.
Yes, that is what it was.
Okay.
Bashir.
All right.
On the laptop.
Bashir can stay on my laptop as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, he can.
Look at that face.
Bashir can get it.
Do you think he could get it? Do you think back in the day he got it?
Absolutely.
Do you think?
I do. I think so.
I don't know. I think he would have smelled like corn.
Yeah? What gives
and that
you?
Because he's on a corny show.
Oh, I think
like he wasn't on the cool show. So you can be the handsome person on a corny show. Not a corny show, but on a corny show, and that could impact your Hollywood game.
Corny show is what we need to add to our pickles game.
We don't need to meet on the pickles. You go get them.
I'm going to add them to the list right now. Don't get mad at me for opening my phone.
Are you going to listen while you're on your phone?
My phone doesn't know what corny show is, and I'm offended.
That's a no. That's a no, listeners. So, my point is, we need to talk. We need to have meetings about this podcast. Because this isn't good.
No.
Or sustainable.
Right. Correct.
Enjoy it a little bit less as time goes on.
Oh, no.
It's like a slow-draining battery that doesn't get recharged. But I'm enjoying myself. I wouldn't do this if I didn't enjoy myself. This was my idea.
It was. Dave was like, let's record. And I was like, yeah, let's record.
I mean, the podcast. I'm just kidding. It wasn't.
Okay.
It was your idea.
I was about to lose my shit.
I know. It was a joke. Just trying to see if you're listening.
Ugh.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
We do all the stuff you want to do in a record.
Yeah.
We don't do this instead of all the stuff you want to do.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing to do less of what you want to do on the podcast.
I see. Yes, that's true.
And I put my little heart into it. You I do. Throw my back into it.
You do.
Yeah. So, just saying. You know, it's your partner's never going to be the storybook partner that you had in your head when you were growing up. But that doesn't mean that they don't have value.
And wow. That they're not.
Jeez. And right now, the partner is the podcast, okay. Is my point.
I thought you it's were not talking the about me.
No, I was describing myself to you. I'm the partner who's not the partner that you had in your head. But I'm really saying that the podcast, mm-hmm. You've got one in your head. Mm-hmm. I've got one in my head.
Yes.
The podcast is neither of those things. And that's okay. The podcast is in the middle of us.
In the middle.
It's got the best parts of you. And some parts of me. And it's okay that it's different from the picture in your head. Okay. That's art, baby.
That's art, baby.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting ready, speaking of art, to go to my friend Kyoko's opening. She does like abstract art with a lot of black paint and gold leaf, and it's very fun. I asked the kid if he wanted to go to an art opening, and he said no. And cool. I said, it's Kyoko's art opening. And he said, oh, then yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we're going to pick up our friend Kim and her granddaughter, and we are going to zoom up to Buckhead to look at some art tonight.
It's up in Buckhead.
It's up in Buckhead. That's how much we love Kyoko.
You also said that we're going to try the Sprouts vegan gummy worms just in time for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, a little
bit. Say more about that.
Because we need vegan candy options. And this is a good one, a good vegan candy option, should we decide we like them.
Okay. Gummy worms as a Valentine's Day gift, though? Seems odd.
I guess I was thinking for kids, and people are making dirt cups around Valentine's Day with the kids. No?
So people are making dirt cups for Valentine's Day with kids.
No, is that not a thing we're doing? We're not doing
that? Say more here.
I feel like Valentine's Day is just an excuse to sugar the children up.
All holidays are.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you're making these leaps that gummy worms naturally for Valentine's Day. Worms in dirt naturally for Valentine's Day. These are not natural Valentine's Day things. These are natural sweet treat things.
You've wormed your way into my heart, baby.
I'm not saying there's not a way you could make it work.
Right.
But you're talking about it like it's cars and gas, like they're a pair that go together, you know? Like this is an objective pairing in the world. Everybody gets gummy worms for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Haven't you heard the saying, on Valentine's Day, gummy worms ye shall eat? Dirt cups for the children?
Does it rhyme?
Not all poetry has to rhyme, Dave.
No, but old sayings kind of do.
No.
On Valentine's Day, gummy worms will help you lay.
Flawless. No notes.
I think there's an erectile dysfunction / gummy worm joke there as well. Like you don't want a gummy worm on Valentine's Day.
Oh, shit.
Or may this be the only gummy worm you have. May all of your gummy worms on Valentine's Day be candy gummy worms. You can cut this out. So we went to New York for New Year's Eve, spent 4 days there, went up there super excited to eat our way all around town. And then you developed a bad cold that sidelined you for a couple of nights.
It was the flu.
You think it's the flu? It felt like, I'll say it felt like the flu too.
Yeah.
When I caught it back in Atlanta.
Yes. The aches, the pains, the fever. I almost passed out when I got up to use the bathroom this one time.
Yes.
It was real bad.
I think that the only thing that trips me up about it being the flu was it was a very short duration. And I know that we had flu shots, but our child, we're going to tell on ourselves, did not, also had the same duration of illness.
Yeah. And listener, his lack of flu shot is because we are lazy.
Bad, yes.
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 I, yeah. I called the pediatrician and asked her to call the flu shot into the pharmacy and then never followed up on it. Anyway.
Okay.
So that's where we're at. Anyway, I was very sick and I felt like I had just like a little cold and I felt like I was getting better. And then I woke up on the 30th feeling like death warmed over, like chills and like my body was aching and like just getting up. We had a little mini fridge in our room with like drinks and snacks in it. And just the thought of getting up, it was basically at the foot of the bed. And the thought of going to that mini fridge for a drink was like, I don't know if I can do that right now. It was just, I felt super awful. And I was like, Dave, I think you're on your own today. I'm going to sleep this off. And then I'll go. We were up in New York to see Phish shows. And I was like, but I'll sleep all day and hopefully be good for the show tonight. And spoiler, I did not make the show that night.
No, you did not.
If I had gone to the show, I would have had to leave anyway.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Totally.
Yeah.
But it was the right choice, but it was still a bummer.
Yeah, it sucked. But Dave went and had a day all by himself in New York.
Couple days.
Yeah, really. I was sleeping all day most of the days thinking like, I'll kick this cold. I'll just sleep it off. And it oof.
So what I did was did a lot of walking around, but hit up a few places that we'll talk about here and there over the next few weeks. But one of the places that I did want to go to, I was so excited to share with you and was so bummed that you couldn't come with me, was Spicy Moon. Spicy Moon is a Szechuan restaurant. Has a few locations in New York City. All vegan.
I didn't know there were multiple locations.
There are three.
Ooh.
Yes. I went to the West Village location. This is, I'll confess that it couldn't be easier what is the East Village and what is the West Village. But I make it harder on myself when trying to map it all out in my head. And I don't want to say the wrong direction of village when I'm talking about the other direction of village.
I get that.
So I took a minute to just verify. And by verify, I meant I had to pull up pictures of both locations and see which one resembled the one that I went to. So I went to Spicy Moon West Village and I walked in. I was not ready for this restaurant to be stylish. I thought it would be, you know, I thought it would be cozy. I thought it would be densely packed, but I didn't really have much of an expectation. I hadn't really heard much about it other than an offhand recommendation from somebody. So I was full blown away when I walked in, saw the look and feel of the place, loved it so much. Lots of neon going on, lots of decor on the walls, dark setting, but with a lot of lighting. Went pretty far back. There's a front dining area. Then there is a bar. The bar is where I sat. And then further back, there are some more isolated large table settings where I think you can reserve for bigger parties and kind of make your way back. So maybe four big sections. Again, I don't know. Did I mention the style of the place? Because I really liked the style of the place.
You mentioned the neon, which sounds, and a lot of black, which sounds really fun to me. I love a lot of black with pops of color.
Yes.
It's delightful.
Their branding is really great. I almost bought their shirt, their sweater, their hoodie, everything. I may still, because it's all available on their website. But the real star should be no surprise that the real star is the food. And like I said, everything on the menu is vegan. And I was not really up to speed on sizes. How much to order? Am I ordering small plates for a table, which is an increasing trend, or am I ordering a dish for myself? It was cold in New York. Shocker. So I ordered some soup. Started with a vegetable wonton soup.
Ooh, cozy. Did you get the hen of the woods bao bun? Because that one is screaming at me.
I did not. And that's where I think like going in there with a person would have been a different thing. going in a setting where you were going to bring leftovers back would have been a thing as well. I was trying to stay out of the house or out of the hotel as long as possible to allow you to rest. So I wanted to be mindful of the things that I was ordering and my appetite for those things. So yeah. We really just stuck with two things. One was the vegetable wonton soup, as I said. The other one was the rice noodles with veggies. Mm-hmm. The wonton soup, it came out, I should have just stuck with the wonton soup portion-wise. Like, it was a huge bowl of soup.
And oh, really?
It was so flavorful. Had maybe like a dozen little wontons in it. Could not see the bottom of the soup. Sometimes soup like that comes out and it's bullshit. It's like a couple of dumplings and clear broth.
Yeah.
This was, could not, it was a dark, cloudy soup.
Ooh, like a miso broth?
I'm not sure what the specific broth was. It didn't really give me a miso taste, but it was very like heavily spiced, really flavorful. And then the wontons themselves were just like bursting with vegetable flavor. Super, 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 super good. Loved it. And the rice noodle veggies were no slouch either. I think I had the option to add Beyond Meat to the rice noodle veggie. Mm-hmm. I kind of wanted to go full veg and just see what their veggie option tasted like. That seemed to be what the vibe I got was that the Beyond Meat's there if you need it, if you feel like you need it.
Yeah, I'm browsing their menu now, and it seems like there's not a ton of Beyond Meat. It's really just in that one dish from what I'm seeing.
I think you can add it to several dishes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm looking at their like DoorDash or whatever menu. So it's not. I'd have to click in to see all those options.
Because like their veggie lo mein allows you to add Beyond Beef. So yeah, I think that probably their rice and their noodle dishes probably all have that as an add-onable.
Yeah.
But I didn't want it, and I didn't need it. I enjoyed what I got, regardless of whether there was Beyond Meat or not. I did not make it spicy, which is also another option. The vegetables that were in there were kind of what you'd expect. Cabbage, broccoli, corn, onions, but it was just really, really amazing.
Yeah.
It's really good. I had such a great lunch. I was all by myself. It was a good opportunity to sit down in the warmth and drink like three glasses of water and like reset myself. Mm-hmm. They also had a fun little booth that looked like a repurposed old phone booth nook in a wall that was called the Veganizer. It had a sign over the top that said Veganizer, and then a disco ball and a shimmering light that shined down. And there was a stool that you could sit on. Cute. And bathe yourself in the light of the Veganizer.
That's incredible.
Yes. So I can't wait to go back.
Speaking of going back, can I tell you what I'd like to order when we go back?
Because sure.
I've been kind of low-key browsing this menu while you were talking. I was listening.
Mm-hmm.
I was just looking at the pictures.
I'm sure. Well, when this comes out, you can hear what I said.
They have a Hen of the Woods bao, which is crispy, lightly battered maitake mushrooms with Szechuan-spiced vegan cream sauce and a side of pao kai, which is pickled ginger, cabbage, and purple mustard greens. I would get those. Sautéed string beans with preserved veggies that I would have wanted to order. And then I'm over-ordering. They have peppercorn Brussels sprouts made with Szechuan peppercorns.
Nice.
I know. And hold, please, for my entree of choice. Oh, I see your wonton soup. It looks incredible in the photo as well. I think I would have gotten, they have something called dry pot style, and you can get it with mixed vegetables, tofu, or both. And it just looks like so vibrant and veggie-packed and spicy and good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot to order. I think we might need to trim that down a little bit or plan for multiple trips.
Yeah, I believe so as well. Most of those items were appetizers.
I think this,
the other thing I might do is just order like four appetizers because I love to do that at a restaurant where I can't decide because then I can get lots of things.
I would do two trips.
Okay.
I don't think it would be wasted time to do two trips. And I think that we usually have one or two restaurants that we do multiple stops at on a trip anyway. Mm-hmm. And I am feeling like I'm kind of done with Beyond Sushi. I love Beyond Sushi.
I love it.
But I feel like I can't stretch any further on their menu. I feel like that's what I mean by I'm done. Not like I'm never going back, but I'm done exploring Beyond Sushi.
Yeah, we have kind of eaten all the items. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I give it a hit. It's a hit from David Streepy.
Oh, it sounds so good.
Yeah.
This is Talking Toe News.
All right. Hey, this is Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news and we talk about it. And this one, I didn't do any of the plucking. It was plucked for me. This was a submission from listener Kelp Noodles.
Hi, Kelp Noodles.
Hello, Kelp Noodles. All right. And the headline sent to me by Kelp Noodles takes us to Veg News' Instagram page. This is a post from 5 days ago from today, and that would make it January 22nd. If you want to go on the website, it's a roundup by our pal Anna Starostanetskaya. So give Anna that click if you want to use old media and go to the web. But I am a savvy Gen Zer who uses Instagram as their news source and primary media outlet. So Veg News, starting today, you can find Oatly, today being January 22nd, you can find Oatly Oat Milk Soft Serve at nearly 300 Carvel ice cream locations across the U.S. With ice cream traditionally being reliant on cow's dairy, an Oatly spokesperson said, we're honored to collaborate with Carvel and present the first oat milk based, non-dairy frozen desserts available in Carvel shops. We're excited that with the inclusion of our new menu items, all guests, including those with dairy allergies or who have certain dietary preferences, can enjoy an Oatly twist on Carvel's classic frozen favorites. The new non-dairy additions include strawberry soft serve, cookies and cream scooped, chocolate peanut butter scooped, with select locations also featuring additional flavors like Oatly chocolate, mint, and cold brew soft serve. This is big news for the states that have Carvel locations, of which Georgia is not. Your thoughts. Thank you. I want to acknowledge and give you your flowers for holding off until the end to give your thoughts. Maybe it's because you don't have any thoughts.
Well, my first thought is that Kelp Noodles does live in a state that has Carvel.
Okay. Don't dox her.
She sent me a picture of the strawberry soft serve she got, and it was a very generous portion and looked so good.
So, Kelp Noodles, are you messaging both hosts of Talkin' Tofu?
Well, she
versus just going to the Talkin' Tofu pod Insta and messaging there?
She sent you the news item because that's sure. Her thing, and she sent me the ice cream because she knows I like ice cream.
I like ice cream, too. That's not your thing. That's not a thing.
No.
I went out and bought just ice cream yesterday.
It's true. Dave did make a store run just for ice cream.
Just to get ice cream.
Yeah.
What a sitcom dad thing to do.
It was cute.
What are your thoughts?
Would eat. Okay. I love seeing vegan options more available at places like a Carvel, which are, I was going to say everywhere, but I guess they're not in Georgia, but are more widespread. Yeah. Awesome.
What I want and what they should have done here, they needed to make one of the flagship Carvel cakes with Oatly to launch it with, like Fudgy or the Clown or something.
Fudgy the Whale. A vegan Fudgy the Whale cake.
Yeah. I just call him Fudgy.
Sorry.
Because we're so familiar with each other.
Yeah. Well, you two are best friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this is exciting.
It is. This is big. This is big for people who have access to a Carvel, which is a lot of people.
I wonder, because I think we're in a moment right now where the trend of fake meat finding its way into the fast food market is dying off a little bit and is probably more of an unsuccessful trend than a successful one. A few holdouts are still happening, like BK with the Impossible Whopper. But most of the Beyond editions like KFC and stuff like that have fallen off and failed.
I was just thinking today about that orange chicken at Panda Express because they were talking about the Beyond orange chicken. Is that still on their menu?
Don't know. I don't care.
I loved it. They were talking about it on a podcast. And I was like, is that even still on their menu? Because I agree with you. A lot of these are kind of fizzling out and it's a real bummer.
Yeah, it's a real bummer. It's not hard to see why. I mean, the stuff is so overpriced because these proteins are not subsidized as heavily as the meat that they're replacing. So the stuff is coming in at or more expensive. And I feel like your average consumer is not really seeing a reason for the upcharge or not motivated to pay the upcharge and just likes their comforts. But I don't think it's dead. I don't want to give that impression at all. I think that there's probably going to be another wave of it. It's going to be a more thoughtful wave and might be more at the right moment too, when it's not a global lockdown pandemic, when people are just trying to figure a whole bunch of other stuff out at the same time. Anyway, my point is that doesn't seem to be happening in the ice cream field. I think there are some notable drop-offs. I think our Brave Robot ice cream that we really liked, I think those ice cream sandwiches that we really liked that were made by them, they're not making them anymore.
Oh, those were so good.
But by and large, like, it looks like that non-dairy section of the ice cream freezer is expanding, if anything. And you're seeing bigger players like Breyers getting into it with more and more non-dairy flavors. So I'm hopeful here that this is not Carvel coming up with a non-dairy flavor. It's them partnering with an established big hitter like Oatly, who we've said before on the pod, like they'll take a swing. They'll try anything. To their credit, I think that this is probably a pretty safe bet for both companies to do this.
Yeah, especially because I feel like Oatly is really good at marketing, both like through social media and like digital marketing, but also in person. Like I went to that food blogging conference last year, and there was a woman walking around with trays. There were several people walking around with trays of Oatly ice cream bars, and you could just grab one off the tray.
That's awesome.
It was like past hors d'oeuvres, but it was like the middle of the day between sessions.
That's awesome.
So awesome. But they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. But still. Oh, and the soft serve part of it too.
Yeah.
It's like that's a product you can't get somewhere. You can't get that at the store.
Yes.
You have to go to a location to get it. And that's really exciting.
Yeah. And I feel like we have pretty ready access to vegan soft serve because we're lucky that this small business in Atlanta offers it. But vegan soft serve in general is really hard to find.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate more than one location of getting vegan soft
serve. Oh, yeah, I love it. But I'm just saying, like, to me, I'm like, ooh, another vegan soft serve. Yeah. But for, like, the vegan community at large, it's probably, like, that's a big deal.
That yeah, totally.
Soft serve. Yeah,
totally.
This is Talking Toe News.
All right. And now we're going to hard serve you some ads. So we'll be right back.
That was good.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to Talking Tofu, and now it's time to eat something new. What do we got this week?
This week, it is the Just Egg Chopped Egg Chili Crisp. So this is a bag that we found in the freezer section. Sprouts? Whole Foods?
Sevenanda.
Sevenanda, okay. And it is frozen veggies with big pieces of cooked Just Egg in it. And you're supposed to prepare it and eat it as a side dish.
Yeah.
And it has Chili Crisp in it.
Yep. I found this on a whim. Thought it was weird. Brought it home. Sat in the freezer for a really long time. Then we had this recent shortage of Just Egg over the past couple of months where stores just didn't reliably have it in stock. We seem to be on the other side of that now, just in time for our son to have fallen out of favor with the flavor of Just Egg and for us to need to buy it about half as frequently as we did before the shortage. I don't understand what's going on there. I'm a little bit heartbroken on it. I like it just as much as I ever did. So I'm still eating Just Egg. My point is that we didn't cook this until we had to.
Yeah.
And part of the hesitation in my mind was that it's just so weird. It's weird because it's a bag of frozen vegetables. It's not clear from looking at the bag that there is Just Egg in the bag. We didn't know until we opened it.
Yeah, the words say chopped egg chili crisp, but like the picture and everything, I was just kind of like, what's in this bag?
Right. I didn't know if, like, I wish I had a good example of it, but these companies that sell you side things to prepare with the item that they're known for, mm-hmm. that don't include the item, that there is like a hamburger helper situation where, that didn't sit right with me either because I was like, why would Just Egg sell me a bag of frozen vegetables and seasoning sauce? Mm-hmm. Like, there has to be Just Egg in there. But then I'm like, well, is it liquid in there? They're telling me to freeze it. They're telling me. So all was revealed and made clear when I opened the bag to make this for a breakfast. There is Just Egg in there. It's frozen, like you said. Once you get oil in the pan and stuff starts sizzling, stuff starts dancing a little bit, you break it up with a spatula or whatever to create little bite-sized pieces. Out of necessity, I put all this together, sauteed it up, cooked it according to the instructions, served it up for the three of us to eat, and it was not enough for three of us.
No. I'm looking at my notes now, and my first note says small servings.
Yes.
Serves three, I guess, as a side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have eaten this whole bag on its own, partly because it wasn't a lot of food, but also I thought it was really delicious.
Yeah.
I thought the flavor was nice. We were sharing this with the kids, so I was glad that it wasn't too spicy. With mm-hmm. Chili Crisp, it could go either way. For me, I would add more Chili Crisp.
Yeah.
But for the kid, I was glad that it wasn't like super spicy. And I thought the egg texture was nice. It was good and tender. I wasn't sure how that was going to work because this is a new preparation going from frozen in the skillet.
Yeah.
And I liked the snap peas in it. They were kind of like, I liked the Just Egg, obviously, but the snap peas were kind of the star of the show. It made me want to make more snap peas. I also thought the peppers and carrots weren't great.
Hmm.
Frozen peppers and carrots in general, I feel like they cook up kind of mushy.
Hmm.
I haven't found a way to cook them in a soup or something, they're fine, but like as a dry side dish, not dry, but you know, as a standalone side dish,
yeah,
not my favorite.
I felt like all the veggies, I was surprised at how well everything worked despite being frozen. I thought everything came out fresh. I was amazed that the Just Egg worked, but I thought everything, it did not feel like I had prepared a frozen meal.
Yeah.
It felt really good, really flavorful. The portion was small. I think that this is meant to be part of a larger dish. This is not meant to be the dish. And I don't know what meal of the day you are supposed to eat this for, because it did not feel like a breakfast dish. It did not feel like a brunch dish. But Just Egg doesn't feel like a dinner food.
It felt to me like this was fried rice that was missing the rice.
Yes.
I think that if we were going to get this again and make it again, that's how I would do it, is I would fry it up and then add rice to it. I'm looking at the cooking instructions since you were the one that cooked this.
Mm-hmm. I think you're 100% right, by the way. I think that's where egg has a place in a lunch dinner dish.
Yeah. You fry it up in oil until... you fry it up in oil for a few minutes and then you cover it and let it steam. And I feel like what I would do is add the rice at the beginning so it would get a little crispy, then steam to soften. And I think it would cook up great. Yeah. I wish that that was offered as a suggestion on the package, because I think it wouldn't have sat in our freezers as long.
Yeah.
And I understand why they didn't include rice, because frozen rice can have a really weird texture when you defrost it. But they could have. Yeah, I feel like this has a lot of applications. Like, it would be good with noodles.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think, yes, but if we had gotten this with dinner plans in mind, your habits with dinner are usually so much fresher than what that idea would be. I think it still would have taken us a long time to get around to it.
Yeah, maybe.
That's just not how we eat.
Yeah. True, true, true. But I think there wouldn't have been that, like, what do we do with this?
Right. It saved the day when we did it, though.
Yeah.
And got us some just egg in a desert.
Yeah, I was glad we had it in the freezer. I think I'd get it again. Honestly, as I described that fried rice idea, I was like, kind of want to do that.
I'd 100% get this again. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Recommended. I Googled just egg chopped egg chili crisp because I wanted to see the cooking directions and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it gave me an average price and says typically $7.99. So that's good to know.
Huh. I'm glad it's still being made.
Yeah, me
because
too.
It's been so.
That was the other reason I Googled it. I was like, I hope this is still a product that's available to the listener, because we had it for a long time.
So on a scale of 1 to 10 days spent in a hotel on your vacation, how many days spent in a hotel on your vacation would you give Just Egg Chili Crisp?
So is this like golf scores?
Lower? No, it's 10. This is you want to be so sick that you stay in all 10 days of your 10-day vacation.
Okay. Then I would give this a 7.
Okay.
Feel like, now that I have an idea of what to do with it, I'm in. And it was delicious, but there should have been, especially at an average price of $8, I think 3 bitty baby servings is kind of chintzy.
Yeah, I agree. I give it 6, and it's all because of the portion. The portion is, it's not for 3. It would be one thing if you said it was for 2. You'd instantly get points. You'd instantly get more points. But I got a family to worry about, and I need to rely on these serving sizes. I don't look at price tags, but I do look at serving sizes.
Yeah, honestly, I do feel like that's a big problem with vegan products in general. Like, they want to keep the calories and stuff down because people get upset. Like, I get yelled at sometimes on the internet if I have a recipe with too many calories. Oh. It's very funny. And I'm sure companies get that same.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's vegan and it's supposed to be healthy, Dave.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so can you tell I'm mad about that? I actually have a recipe coming up that had a lot of calories, and I was like, oh, I'm going to get comments about that.
Do you say the calories up front?
When you are a food blogger, Google is who you're trying to please, and Google wants calorie information. And so each of my recipes now has a nutrition label that includes calories and protein and everything.
Gotcha.
Which some of that's helpful. Like,
I'm
trying to eat more protein and being able to see, and most food bloggers are doing that now.
Yeah.
So being able to see how much protein is in something is helpful.
Nice. But it can backfire.
It can backfire with mean people on the internet.
Yeah. Well, that's where they are.
That is where they are.
All right. We're going to have a snack.
Yeah, we are.
Just in time for Valentine's Day.
This is another snack that we picked up in Orlando.
Wow. This is one-third Orlando.
This is one-third Orlando, okay. This episode. These are vegan gummy worms. It says vegan in big letters right on the front. I double-checked because when I was shooting the photo of this, I ate one. And I was like, shoot, are these vegan? And then I looked at the front of the package where it says vegan real big and was pretty, like, okay.
Pretty bold move of Sprouts to put vegan so big on the packaging.
Yeah, go Sprouts, honestly. Yeah.
Also, that worm is huge on there. It's kind of scary. Scary huge.
He is a big worm. It's going to eat you.
So you've already eaten these.
I've had one.
Okay.
So this is wheat syrup is the first ingredient. And then the thickener I'm seeing is pectin.
Gotcha.
I'm always interested with gummies because I feel like we're circling around the perfect vegan gummy formula. Mm-hmm. And I feel like pectin is definitely part of that.
Gotcha.
The ones that use agar agar don't do it. But pectin, I feel like, is part of the equation.
All right. So we've got an assorted mix of 8 flavors here. Eight flavors.
And each gummy worm is half one flavor and half the other flavor.
Oh, gotcha. There's not really an indicator of what the flavors are.
Mm-mm.
So I just have to take their word for it that red tastes different from yellow. But
Dave just grabbed a bunch.
I just grabbed a handful of worms. I feel like I'm in the
I see you've got a blue yellow.
Blue yellow.
I'm going to eat which side is yellow. Yellow? Okay. Isn't that texture pretty good?
Pretty good texture.
Firm. It doesn't super stick in your teeth. Not like those stars from Whole Foods used to do.
I need this to be... Don't talk bad about the stars from Whole Foods. They're blameless. But I need this to be a little bit softer. I need to be a little bit floofier with my gummy worms. Yellow didn't really pop out a lot of flavor at me.
Nor the blue. Just kind of sweet.
Yeah. Not bad.
Okay, I have a red and purple here.
Mm.
Oh, do you have two of those white and whatever that is?
No. I've got all 4 flavors.
Oh. All right. I've got a red
purple.
And purple. I got now I've got white and whatever that is. Purple? Okay.
Not a lot of flavor coming through. I think we're doing this wrong.
No, this tastes grapey to me.
We're doing this wrong, though. People don't do this. People put the whole worm in their mouth and eat both flavors.
Honestly, I would not.
Well, he's just a free spirit over there.
This is like white and brown?
I bet this is cola.
You think so?
Yep, white and brown. Red and purple, classic gummy. Classic flavor. Still, same note on the texture. White and brown. I'm eating them all both at the same time.
Not me.
Yep, it's soda, and you're supposed to.
Okay.
I've leveled up. I'm in the stratosphere now. This is fantastic. I hate soda gummies.
This is so fun. This is so good,
yeah.
It's like root beer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got this one that's like...
Purple and yellow. Easter colors.
I'm looking. This one?
Yep.
Yeah, you're supposed to eat the whole gummy.
Yeah.
Citrusy. This might be my favorite.
This is good. I'm going to try a blue and yellow now all together instead of separate.
Me too. This is right before I'm going to eat dinner, so I'm looking forward to my stomach ache after this.
Me too. I'm looking forward to it too.
Do you want an orange and yellow to do that with?
I need an orange and purple to do it with. Or a red and purple. Yeah, it's better. It's better. They're better together.
Yeah, you're supposed to eat the whole worm. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different experience.
Yep.
I'm eating
They should say 4 flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Because one flavor is 2 halves of the flavor creating the new flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The red and purple is the only one that works broken out. But it works better together.
Oh, that They're yellow and blue together. Is really good.
Mm-hmm. I think that soda one's my favorite. I'm shocked.
Yeah, it gets you at the end, right?
Yeah.
Mm. These are great.
A plus.
I know you said that they're too firm, but I feel like the texture is awesome. That's how I remember gummy bears. Resistance when you chew them. Your teeth don't just sink into them like mud. Chewing. Mm. I could eat so many more of these. I got to get them away from me. I'm already starting to feel a stomach ache.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are great. These are a staple.
Good job, Sprouts.
Sprouts.
You do so many things poorly.
But
when you do it right, you do it right.
Texture, flavor, putting vegan right on the front in big letters.
A-minus, B-plus for me.
A-plus for me.
And thank you for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. Do you want to write us a letter? Write to us at talkingtofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or you can slide into our DMs, talkingtofupod on Instagram. Becky reads and responds to everyone.
I do.
And do us a big old favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. Another way that you can support the show. There's so many ways to support the show. Another way that you can support the show is by picking up some merch. Grab a Talking Tofu mug, tee, sticker, mouse pad, more in our TeePublic shop, teepublic.com/talking-tofu. I'm Line Leader on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
And I'm Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads, and you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com.
Talking Tofu is a production of Caddington, Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.